taken, and it is what is.
Well, yeah, but see, they don't like that on this thing. Anyway, we got to get you in here. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you are live.
Aloha, everybody. This is your spiritual goddess warrior, Kathy Bilski, on the Quantum Leap Let Light Night Show, and this is UPRN Radio. And it is, Lordy, March 31st, 2017. Boy, this year is really flowing by. So tonight, I will give everybody a spiritual tune-up. And of course, we're going to do light work. And we're going to focus on a little bit of protection for light workers. And keep putting Steve Bannon in a position of harmlessness. And we're also going to do a little circle on, you know, they're doing a lot of bombing here in Hawaii now, the military. And they've got, they're bombing on top of our mountain on Mauna Kea. And every time they bomb, it's, I guess, some kind of military exercise. Well, yeah, duh. Every time they bomb, they release uranium into the air. Oh, how nice of them. And everybody in Hawaii, of course, is protesting. But my God, you know, how many times do you have to bomb something to know that the damn thing works? I mean, good Lord. How the stupidity of the military just blows me away. Then, you know, if that's not bad enough, I have this little special bay I go to, a harbor, to pick shells. And you know, I go randomly, and every time lately I show up, and the military are there, the army, with their amphibians, and they've taken over that little corner of the harbor doing military exercises. Now, it first started out as world military exercise, or group, joint, whatever the hell, I can't even think of what their terms that they were using, joint military exercise. And when I get to the top of the hill overlooking the harbor, you can see all the other cruise ships. See, I'm in Hawaii. They're military battery ships. God, I'm not even talking military tonight, am I? Battleships. Good Lord. Okay, there we go. Battleships way out there. And you go, okay, so you're having joint military war games. But that was like months ago. You know, what are you doing now? And now there's talk of them. There are times when they show up on that beach that they section a part of it off and we can't get to it. And eventually, you know, the rumor has it, they're going to take over the whole harbor. Now, you know, you guys, this is Hawaii. We're out in the middle of friggin' nowhere. However, we're pretty strategically placed as far as the United States and all the other countries are concerned. So when they put this crap on our island, they're making us a military target. And, you know, none of us here in Hawaii really appreciate that. It's not like they have enough islands to go to, or they've crapped up on enough islands and enough countries. And I'm sorry, but the military, yes, I'm ranting on the military. They're pigs. You know, they come into a pristine area and they just crap on it. They don't clean up their mess. They leave their bombs. You know, like right now, what are they doing with Hawaii? They're dumping uranium every time they bomb on top of the mountain. And, you know, usually that air kind of floats downward, guys. Now, I don't know about you guys. Have you noticed people lately kind of walking around in a daze? It really scared me because I did go into Walmart. Yeah, I live on an island. Okay, don't berate me for this. Yeah, we don't have a lot of selection here. Trust me, it's not like the mainland. But I walked into Walmart, which, you know, that's where your average, normal, everyday person would go and buy. And it just blew me away because everybody was walking around like they were living zombies. And they're kind of crashing into each other. And it was like, la, 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 la. You know, if you can understand what that meant. You know, they're just nothing. They weren't home. They weren't conscious at all. Now, you know, it made me step back and go, holy crap. You know, is this happening all over the planet? Or just the United States? I mean, you know, they've wanted to dumb us down, everybody, the masses, forever. And they're doing their best. So what am I seeing? Am I seeing, you know, the masses really being dumbed down? Or is this also a result of some of the radiation, the uranium that they're putting into the air that these people are breathing? Combined with the radiation in the air from Fukushima, the little GMO products that you're going to eat, genetically modified food. And on the mainland, add to that really bad water full of fluoride, dump chemtrails into the air. That's a pretty zombie chemical bomb you got there. So I'm just asking you to be conscious. You know, what are they doing? And if they really are walking around like zombies, you know, you really need to start doing a little bit of energy work and start calling down that divine energy around them and the divine awakening. Do a little bit of selfless service. This is not hard to do. And we need these people to wake up. That's what we're here for. That's why we're doing all this energy work. So, yeah, there's a big battle, guys. And be conscious and aware. And I also believe light's going to win. Because it's our destiny. And that is in the Hopi prophecy that we've got 25,000 years of peace ahead of us. And that's exciting. But it, you know, no one says that we're not going to work for it, because obviously we are. And I look at it, it's a matter of black magicians versus the white magicians, positive energy versus dark energy, and who holds the most energy at any one time. Is we've done enough light work that we've canceled out, you know, quite a few of what darkness is doing and brought stuff up to the surface that, you know, it works. Messed with their weather programs. And that is why they don't want us conscious, because when you really connect to the Creator, you become such an awakened spiritual being. You're an unlimited being, and you realize what you can do with your mind and your imagination. It's powerful. It's quite a gift from the Creator who allows us to create when we're not dumbed down. So I'm just going to remind you that on August 21st, 2017, we're doing another special energy day, World Enlightenment, and that's on the solar eclipse. So I'm going to ask you to join us and mark it on your calendar and put on your refrigerator. Just go ahead, write it on a piece of paper. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. That's not hard to remember. And I'm sure if you listen, if you're a frequent guest on my listener on my radio show, you know this one pretty well. And actually, thank you guys for joining in. And I hope, you know, it'd be a good time to go get your crystals and let's amplify our light work. Before we get into that, and I'll do a little spiritual tune-up for you, the curse removal energy balancing, I came across an article, and I've talked about the Nazis before and how I really believe Trump is on that Nazi path. I mean, judge them by their works, right? Put Steve Bannon in, who is a Nazi. It just doesn't look good for you. So I came across this article, and I'm going to read it to you because you got to remember history and what was done back then, because it's being done now. Now, it's called Trump's Voice Proposal, is literally Nazi propaganda by Marco Canapari. President Donald Trump is very literally creating German Nazi tactics in his quest to attack undocumented immigrants. And I cannot be more serious about this. Donald Trump is using the exact same tactics the Nazi Party used in the 1930s and 40s to criminalize Jews and make the German people fear and suspect them. In the era of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler became documenting Jewish crimes as part of his effort to scapegoat the Jews and make a nation that already felt negatively towards Jews becoming willing to turn a blind eye to their genocide. In the pro-Nazi magazine Der Stürmer, a list of crimes Jewish people have committed, including any crime ranging from violent to petty, was published monthly under the headline, The Jewish Criminal. When Nazis took power, they began modeling it exactly as part of their campaign. It's disturbing stuff. Apparently, Trump has chosen to model it. But then again, you got Steve Bannon, Nazi, behind Trump. Go figure. Trump began the VOICE program, and that it's an acronym for Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Office. Early this March, even the name is propaganda, Victims of Immigration Crime. Beginning this Monday, the office has begun publishing a national list of the crimes undocumented immigrants commit. Since his campaign, Trump has repeatedly asserted that Mexicans are sending over rapists and criminals and is attempting to use the VOICE program to bolster the image of dangerous, murdering, undocumented immigrants roaming across the South. We are providing a voice to those who have been ignored by our media and silenced by special interests, he said in his announcement. This apparently is part of his continued campaign to prove the media is evil and lying. The fact that the list is overwhelmingly full of extremely petty crimes apparently has no relevance to its purpose or his decision to publicize information about undocumented immigrants for minor crimes to a country full of his dangerous fanatic supporters who already have a history of taking matter into their own hands and attacking or threatening immigrants. This move is nothing more than an attempt to convince anyone, or at least his supporters, that undocumented immigrants in particular are an immediate threat that we must protect ourselves from. Notable details about the list, it features a selection of the crimes people have committed. For example, it shows only the worst ones and presumably obscures the vast majority of offenses being petty or nonviolent crimes. And it features both people who have been convicted and people who have been charged but not found guilty. Any crime an undocumented immigrant is charged with, whether they did it or not, can go on the list to prove how dangerous immigrants are. It goes hand in hand with this promise to massive increase the presence and force of ICE officers who may be encouraged to charge undocumented immigrants with more crimes as part of his efforts. Never mind the fact that research shows that immigrants are less likely to commit crimes, and the crime of entering a country illegally is very different from violent crimes, and there is not, in fact, a correlation between the two. Trump hates immigrants. Actually, he has a problem with anybody that's not white, doesn't he? But it's critical that the nation does not follow suit. This is a terrifying and powerful piece of propaganda that his administration has tapped into. We cannot let him criminalize and demonize an entire subset of the country based on their background and origin. Never again. All right, you guys, you ready for a spiritual tune-up? So what is that? Well, it's my curse removal energy balancing. And for those who you haven't experienced it before, it's just removing energy that you don't need, every energy you've taken on that's not yours. And it really helps you move forward, clears your path out, and it should make you feel good. So for those that are going to participate, you know, kind of sit down, put your feet flat on the floor, and sit straight up as you can. Hands in your lap, you know, face up like you're going to receive, because you are. And I want you to start taking some gentle deep breaths, and not so you hyperventilate on me. Just gently breathe, inhale light, and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine that energy going through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. So keep doing that until I tell you to stop. Inhale light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine that energy going through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with more light. As you're doing that, I surround each and every one of you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love. And I call all your masters, guides, teachers, angels that are working with you, and we invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. But take one more deep breath and exhale out everything that no longer serves you, and imagine that energy going through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with more of your divine essence. So I want you to imagine this incredible divine healing energy coming down from God, coming into the top of your head, and allow that energy to flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnects to the Creator. And through your brain sends healing to every aspect of your body. And as your brain is re-energizing, you really connect to the Creator and you become this unlimited being full of all these new potentials. And now feel that energy flow out the middle of your forehead, which is your third eye. And now allow that energy to flow down even farther so it comes out of your throat chakra. And now feel it come out of your heart chakra. And feel it drop down a little bit farther so it comes out of your solar plexus chakra. And now feel that divine energy flow down even farther. So it comes out of your belly button chakra. Now allow it to come out of your sacral. And now your root chakra. So allow all that energy to flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Let it flow all the way down your arms and out your hands. Let it flow down your spine. So take one more deep breath and exhale out anything left in your body that no longer serves you. And feel that energy going through the violet flame back to God. And then just breathe normal. And as you're doing that, I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours. whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today, and as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion. Cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. Now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on, and as ties to all those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God. Fill them up with love, and we command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implants that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of black magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, or just dark thoughts sent your way. I want the stick, pin, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently released, it's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you. We send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. Well, I call to your higher self and ask your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health, and that it starts manifesting in your body now. So allow all that energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, atoms, molecules, all your internal organs going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, just feel more of your energy just integrating with all your cells, atoms, your molecules. Again, going all the way down into your DNA. So now that I've got you in this really nice, sweet energy high space, let's do a little selfless earth work. So imagine yourself in this huge stadium, and you've got people to the right, to the left, and in your mind's eye. I want you to imagine that you're holding their hands. And it's a huge stadium, many, many rows. Everybody's linked in through the heart chakra. And in the center of the stadium, we're going to put a 20-ton crystal to amplify our work. And we're going to create bubbles of light over the crystal and put in there, oh, different things that we need to work on, people, place, things, everything I mentioned earlier. So now you're holding on everybody's hands, and I want you to send love and light to the right. Feel that flow through down your right arm, out your right hand, into the person next to you, and that goes all the way around to the right. And as that energy flows, we call to all the old ancients, all the divine masters, past, present, future, all the gods and goddesses, invite them to add their energy to what we're doing. All the people are doing prayers and light work. See their energy being added with their permission. We call air, earth, fire, and water, all the angels, to add their energy to what we're doing. Now send love and light to the left. And as the energy flows to the left, the circle is now closed, so only that which is light may enter. We call to the trees, and we're going to send energy to all the trees on the planet, and they're going to send that energy into the earth through their roots. This energy is going to recharge the trees, and they're going to send it back out through their branches like antennas. So everyone on the planet can feel this divine energy. We call to all the rocks, stones, crystals, minerals, all the rocks in the Smithsonian, the crystal grid around Washington, all the stones, the obelisk that's made out of quartz and minerals, all the earth keepers on the planet, to lock into the earth keeper in the center and to amplify our work 100,000-fold. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridian stones, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock into this divine energy. And I'm going to ask Mother, Father, God that everyone here that's participating or and listens receives a healing tonight, and that you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. So release everybody's hands and just get relaxed. Feel yourself reconnected to the Creator and all that high energy just pouring into your body. Coming out of your heart chakra, all of your hands and all your upper chakras. And we're going to form a circle, a bubble of light over the crystal in the center of the stadium. And in this bubble of light, we're putting all the light workers. So we call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to any dark force that is around any light worker. We tie and bind that dark force, send it through the violet flame to clean the energy up, and send it back to the divine. And we ask Mother, Father, God that anyone who is around any light worker that is dark, let them be revealed. Let those veils of invisibility be removed and revealed to that light worker, and done in such a way where they can't ignore it. But they're also given the divine inspiration on how to remove that person or people from their lives. So we're going to fill up all the space in the bubble around all the light workers. Also, we're going to send an angel of protection and love, and see all light workers filling up with so much light that they become divine magnets for everything they need to fulfill their divine missions. And see all light workers and their families and their friends totally protected at all times. And we ask that all light workers and their divine missions are placed in a bubble of invisibility so they cannot be seen by the dark forces. And see all the groups standing up for humanity, putting their egos aside and working together and helping each other on all levels. So we're going to fill that up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. Whew. So take another gentle breath, and as you inhale and exhale, we're going to form another bubble of light in the center. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put everyone in Hawaii, all the islands of Hawaii, all the decision makers, and the military. Let there be light. We ask that Michael the Archangel step in and remove all veils of magic that is over any Hawaiian decision maker, allowing them to reconnect to the Creator, to become conscious beings, seeing the harm the military is doing to the islands. As they awaken, they stop the military by removing all permits that have been given to the military. We call the higher selves of the decision makers in the Hawaiian government to help them see the harm the military's doing to the land and the people, and to step up and stop all the bombings along with any military takeover of any land, sea, or air. We call the higher selves of everyone in the military that is stationed in Hawaii to help you step forward in the light, reconnect with the Creator, and become conscious beings. They now see the land as something that should be treated with respect. Let these military personnel be aware of the uranium they are putting into the air and refuse to fly. Let them see people as, then all the protesters, as their family, friends, aunts, uncles, sons, and daughters, and lay down their weapons, choosing not to hurt nor harm anyone on earth. We call to the old ancient ones to help along with the night marchers and Minahunis to go everywhere the military is on the island and do whatever it takes to break down their equipment, including all planes used for bombing, but done in a way where no one will be hurt or harmed. We call to all the crystals on the island to raise the energy so high that the military personnel can't function around their equipment, making them confused and dyslexic. We're going to ask that all this uranium that's being put into the air be now sucked out, like it's being sucked out with a straw, and just go right into the cosmos. And we're going to ask the cosmic beings to do something with it. And I know they can do something great. And replace that energy with very clean energy and just clean air. We ask the divine to awaken in everyone, every military personnel on the Hawaiians, divine enlightenment in them, so they become a spiritual being. Allowing them to show compassion, kindness, caring, peace, and divine love to flow through their body, mind, and spirit. And they now refuse to partake in the war games. We call to all elementals of war, and we now cut you free from your masters, cleanse with the violet flame, reconnecting you to the Creator, and command you to be neutral, to misfire, not work, go off course, and choose not to hurt nor harm any life form. We send lots of light and divine inspiration to those peaceful protesters. See all religious groups coming together and working out a divinely inspired, mutually beneficial plan for everyone in Hawaii. We command the angels to keep all other countries that have no business being involved in Hawaii out of Hawaii business, including the military. So be it. Fill it up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. All right. Again, take another deep breath and feel that divine energy flow into your crown chakra, through your whole body, down your arms, out your hands. We're going to form another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to cut ties that binds earth and humanity to Satan. Let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call to Michael the Archangel to take his sword of blue flame and cut ties to all satanic magic around all life forms, organic, inorganic, including all movie stars, all singers and illusion makers, the music, TV, movie, cable, and radio communication fields, industries, politicians, leaders, religious leaders, military personnel of all ranks and all decision makers, plants and animals worldwide, anyone who will sacrifice their spiritual values for power, knowledge, or material gain, which is also called a Fautesian pact. This includes all skins. This magic is written on, no matter where Satan keeps it hidden. This ties to all satanic black magic and pacts that were made with Satan are cut. We call the violet flame to clean up all that dark energy, and then we send the angel light energy to heal it, then fill it up with the Creator's divine love. We command the skins and parchments to now be neutral, only emitting love. I call upon the fire elemental to blaze and burn in all the vaults of Satan and everywhere these skins and parchments of magic are kept. Let the flame do the final cleansing. I now see all satanic vault, ethereal or in physical, in flame and burning, till all skins and parchments that contracts are written on are in ashes. All trusts are hereby dissolved through the sacred trust that God has with humans to set us free. We cut all black magic, satanic ties and binds Satan has placed on all life forms, souls, the planet Earth, going back to the time when Satan was cast out of heaven through this present time and future of our planet. The ties and binds to this energy in all souls are now cut free from your bondage. Satan owns no one. The planet, the people of this planet, all have their very own direct link to God, the Creator, thus in charge of all dominion on the planet. You do not own the world, humans, nor any souls on the planet or anywhere. We can manage our own sacred trusts with the Creator ourselves. Thank you very much. Satan, Lucifer, you're fired. We now reconnect all these souls to the Creator, helping them become awakened, conscious, spiritual beings. We cut the ties to all of Satan's trusts he set up, claiming all real estate as his, then binding that in magic. We again cut the ties with this trust, call the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal, then we reconnect it to God. Now we command it to be neutral, to only emit love. We call forth the fire elemental to burn this magic and all it is written on to ashes. This trust is hereby dissolved by the light of God, the Creator, and everything that is holy. We cut all ties to Satan and all trusts that make people slaves. We again cut the ties to this magic and the bonding of it with Satan. We call the violet flame through it to clean up the energy, angel light to heal it. Then we reconnect it to the Creator, commanding it to be neutral. We again call to the fire elemental to blaze through this magic till it's cleansed by fire to ashes and dust. I see the storage vaults, physical and etheric, in physical flame now. We now see the veils and overlays over all souls being removed, allowing everyone to reconnect to their higher selves, becoming awakened spiritual beings, fully aware of their divine missions and purposes. We cut all ties with the trust called Sisui Qui Vi, claiming all souls to Satan and the Catholic Church. As these ties are cut, we call the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal, fill it up with the Creator's love. Now we command it to be neutral, to only emit love. I call the fire elemental to burn the skin it's written on till in ashes. See all souls being set free, becoming awakened spiritual beings. We cut all ties and magical contracts Satan had with the Roman Catholic Church Empire and with Hitler. All concordats are now dissolved by the violet flame, healed in angel light and reconnected to the Creator, now becoming neutral or only emitting love. The energy of the First through the Fourth Reich is now dissolved. We call the higher selves of all beings worshiping Satan, past, present, future, to step forward in the light of God and renounce Satan, all lies, deceptions, chaos, and wars you create. If you choose not to, which is your free will, I call your higher self and guardian angel to put them all in positions of harmlessness now. We remove all veils and overlays they have placed on each other, cut the oaths they have taken together, binding them to each other and their projects, now removed. For those who choose to stay with Satan, again, your free will, we place you all in a bubble of mirror, the mirror facing you, so any dark energy you try and send out will stay contained. We add the violet flame to cleanse this energy so it does not gain any strength. This bubble of mirror will stay up 24/7, 365 days a year, from here through eternity. It will dissolve when you choose to work in the light of the Creator and not Satan. Until then, the bubble keeps you powerless. So be it. Fill it up with light and love, and we'll take a deep breath and release it. So again, let's take another deep breath and feel this divine energy flow down into the center, creating another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put Mr. Trump. So let there be light. And again, we call to all the crystals in the Washington, D.C. area to amplify light and transparency everyone, everywhere around the Capitol. We ask the Creator to remove all energy overlays as keeping the public from seeing all the unnecessary expenses that the Trump family is creating, that the public is paying for. See the mass general public demanding Trump either stop going on his many vacation trips to Mar-a-Lago or his family's vacation trips or business trips or pay for the trips themselves, no longer using taxpayer funds. We call the higher selves of everyone in the United States to realize that Donald Trump is a national security threat. We ask that every American, Republican and Democrat, they need to demand that their representatives, judicial and elected, stand up and insist that the Trump administration be suspended or put on pause until questions are answered completely and satisfactorily to an independent investigative panel with full judicial oversight. There is more than enough evidence of questionable ethics, if not outright criminality and treason, to justify suspending any further action, domestic or international, from this administration. We call to Michael the Archangel to remove all overlays of magic that is keeping the Congress and Senate from standing firm and putting Trump on presidential timeout now. See the Trump administration be suspended or put on pause and not being able to eliminate or put any new programs in action until all questions are answered. See Congress and Senate making Donald Trump show his tax returns. Now, as we put Donald, of course, in the bubble, we cut all ties Trump has with pipeline investors, the Jewish mafia, and all dark groups that are trying to control him, including Russia and the Nazis. Let's also remove all dark energy overlays around Trump that is stopping him from becoming an awakened spiritual being, taking right action for all of humanity. We also call the higher selves of all government agencies to step forward and make Trump divest from his corporate holdings. If he refuses, which is his free will, let him be put in a position of harmlessness, which can mean Trump being impeached for his actions, then replaced with a light worker. So let's send energy to that spark of light that is left in Trump now to his heart. And as this energy flows, let it go to his heart and now direct it to his brain so he makes compassionate decisions. And let's also send energy to all the people who are standing firm against Trump's policies. They are not for the benefit of humankind on earth and all he does. Let them be divinely guided to the right actions. And of course, that applies to all of Trump's family. Fill it up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, let's again fill another bubble, and we're going to put Steve Bannon in this bubble. So we call to Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon's higher self, to help him step forward into light. And if he chooses not to, which is free will, we ask his higher self to put him in a position of harmlessness. We surround him in a bubble of mirror that contains his energy with the violet flame added to transmute all his out of bounds thoughts and plans back to light. This bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until he works with light, for light. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties Bannon has with Trump, Priebus, Pence, Paul Ryan, Kelly Ann Conway, Eric Prince, and his neo-Blackwater mercenary militia, Breitbart News, all Christian white supremacists and Nazis, Eric Prince, and in his neo-Blackwater mercenary militia. And as ties between these being groups are cut, see all their agendas falling apart. Now cut all ties Bannon has to Hitler and trying to manifest the Fourth Reich by force of will or by satanic magic. Remove all magic around Bannon. See it being removed now. We remove all veils of invisibility that surrounds him so people see him clearly as a Nazi that needs to be removed from the White House through legal means. See all these plans of Bannon's and his magic falling apart now. We cut all ties to Bannon has to Albert Pike and manifesting World War III by creating chaos through the Muslim world. See all satanic magic trying to move this dark agenda forward, filling up with so much light their plans fall apart. See all the federal judges standing up and make clear that they will not uphold this illegal law. We send energy to the ACLU for stepping up and defending the rights of Muslims and immigrants. See the spiritual warriors coming out for justice in a nonviolent way with success. Imagine all Nazi swastika symbols reversing so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to the earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. We cut the ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse the sacred symbol. We call the violet flame through the symbols to clean them up, and we reconnect these symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive, correct direction now. As Bannon tries to misuse the swastika to bring in chaos, see it reversed, bringing in peace and prosperity to everyone. See all his plans of shock events falling apart and backfiring on him. If the swastika symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now see reverse directions. See humanity moving forward in light and love. Imagine and see Christian evangelicals increasingly waking up to the truth, and as people realize they're being played, see them reorganize to challenge the leaders who are pulling the strings. Let them express divine compassion for all. As all these veils are removed from the masses, see the great awakening of consciousness with everyone given lots of divine guidance on how to move forward in the light. Let's remove all energy veils of magic that Bannon has put over Trump. And as these veils are removed, let Trump understand that Bannon is trying to make himself king and fire him, unconsciously replacing him with a light worker. See all Bannon's plans falling apart on every level. Let us now send lots of light energy to all our Earth's grids, the morphogenetic grid, ley lines, domes, obelisks, pyramids, and all the sacred spots on the planet to correct our timeline back to peace and prosperity. So be it. So take a deep breath, fill it up with light and love, and release it. All right, so let's close the circle. Let's do three ohms. All right. Om. 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 Shanti, shanti, shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. So for those of you who have hematite, you might want to grab it. We need to start grounding. So I want you to put your feet flat on the floor if they're not there yet. And I want you to feel the earth energy coming up through the bottom of your feet, up your ankles, your calves. And the higher the earth energy gets, the more in body and the more grounded you're becoming. And your energies are starting to pull back. And feel yourself becoming very, very centered, very clear-headed. And if you're lightheaded after the program, please go hug a tree. It's springtime, okay? They'll love the energy exchange. And all you have to do is put your hands on the tree. And just for a couple minutes, not even that long, just send all your excess energy into the tree. And then when you're done, ask the tree to send you energy back. And you should feel very, very grounded or hold hematite. You may want to eat something after that will ground you a little bit. Take a nice bath. But, you know, go get some hematite. That from, or lodestone. That's some of the best grounding stones I've ever come across. So if you want more information on me, you can go to my website at www.angellightohm.com. That's where I've got all my healing tools. And my curse removal is on there. You can download for free. And I have a couple books. And one of the books you can download for free. It's a book on spiritual basics. For those of you on Facebook, I am on Facebook. And you can write me there if you want. I'm also have my store on there, Kathy's Angel Light Crystals, Miracles, and Joy, which is in Honoka'a, Hawaii. What an excuse to come to Hawaii.